Rusty Quill presents.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
I'm up, Bella. Shh. God, it's too early. It's only... Jesus Christ, it's fucking 3 p.m.? That's insane. I never sleep in this late. Not since way back in college. God, what is going on with me? I have no energy right now, and I feel like I barely even rested my eyes. So much for decompressing. I couldn't stop thinking about that guy that was following me last night. Or not following me. It could have just been a coincidence. I mean, there are other people in this town. I'm sure I'm not the only person that goes for a walk around the neighborhood in the same zigzagging path at the same time. No. No, Nate. Don't do this. Don't do that thing where you overthink everything and let it consume your ever-waking thought. Not everyone is out to get you. I watched him from the window. He walked right past the house. He didn't even turn his head. It's nothing. You're fine. Everything is fine. It's fine. Okay. Enough being anxious. I'm gonna go through the old phone again. Maybe there's something I missed that could possibly point me in the direction or some more insight on whoever the hell Steve is. Now, where the hell did I put that thing? It has to be somewhere. I could have sworn I plugged it in by the desk. But the plug's not even there. Maybe it's downstairs somewhere? I'll be right back. It's probably just downstairs on the couch or something. Weird, so I can't find it anywhere. I checked up here, down in the living room and around the kitchen. It's nowhere to be found. Maybe I dropped it on the road when I was speed walking away from that stalker? Wait, no. No, I know that I had the phone last night. I was going through some more of the photos after I stopped recording. I need to get one of those little GPS cube things that people attach to stuff. That way I'd always be able to find my damn phone. I'm a fucking idiot. Find my iPhone. Completely forgot that was even a thing. Okay. Here we go. Password. What the hell is my password? No. No. Okay, that worked. I'll tell you the password some other time. It's a little embarrassing. The site is loading now. The internet's going so slow today. That's weird. It's saying it's in the house here somewhere. Or it might be. The tracker hasn't updated in about 12 hours. I already checked everywhere I can think of here. Wait a minute. In one of the recordings, I sleepwalked or something and woke up in the fucking basement. Maybe I... And I really, really hope that I didn't. Maybe I wound up down there last night with the phone and left it there or something. Shit. Shit, 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 shit. Guess I'm going down there again. God, I hate going down there. Bella. Bella, come on, girl. We're going on a little adventure. Come on, girl. Okay, girl. Come on now. We're going downstairs. Bella. Come on. Come. Damn, that's so weird. She always refuses to come down here. She just sits at the top of the stairs and whines. Can I really blame her, Nate? I don't really want to go down here either. Okay, you can stay here. Don't worry, everything's gonna be fine. I am going to be fine. That Find My iPhone shit gives such a large radius, it could be anywhere here. Nothing. There's nothing really here, other than some dust and some rusty-looking pipes. Wait. I should be able to just call the number. Why the hell didn't I think of that? Okay, I'm gonna call the number. It's coming from the other room. Because, of course it is. The phone is in here somewhere. It sounds like it's coming from inside one of the cabinets. I'm gonna call again. What? It's not ringing anymore. The battery probably died. Because of course it would. I think it was coming from this cabinet. Where is it? God damn it, it's not here. The ringing was definitely coming from this cabinet. Just not here. How? There's nowhere else in this fucking cabinet it could be. What's this? A letter fell out when I closed it. Well, I'm not finding that phone right now, so I guess we can just go up and read this. There's nothing better to do right now. Hey, girl. Sorry that I left you. Come on. Okay, let's see what this one is about. The address on this one is 150 Summer Street. Let's see where that is. Okay, it looks like it's in Halliwell, Maine, obviously. Something weird is happening that I really can't explain. I feel like that's how all of these letters start. Why can't I find one that says, "Amazing things have been happening lately that I really can't explain. I found 50 bucks and then met my dream girl and then won the lottery. Everything is fantastic and not fucking terrifying at all." That'll never happen. Anyway. Something weird is happening that I really can't explain. It's happened a few times now, and no matter how hard I try and wrap my head around it, there's no explanation. I thought it could possibly be from my drinking or from my other vices, but I don't want to get into it. I keep on waking up in different places. In the beginning, it wasn't so bad. I'd pass out on the living room couch and then wake up in my bed. That's normal. And then it started to get weirder. I'd fall asleep in my bed and then wake up in my basement. My locked basement. The door only locks from the other side. How did I get down there? I had to practically beat the rusty Bilko door with a hammer just to get out of there. I can't think of any possible way that I would have ended up down there with the door locked. After that, I stopped drinking. I stopped doing other things too. And I thought that would be the end of it. If I'm not intoxicated when I go to sleep, I won't move so much in my sleep. I was wrong. I was very, very wrong. I went to bed last night around 9 o'clock after working a double. I climbed in bed and pretty much passed out the second my head hit the pillow. The next morning, I woke up outside, surrounded by trees. I was completely disoriented and had no idea where I was. I checked my pockets and luckily my phone was there. I had enough charge to open the GPS and see where exactly I was. Apparently I was in some place called Prentice Woods. Before today, I've never even been there in my life. I've never even heard of this place. Why was I there? How the hell did I get there? I went to bed and then woke up 81 miles from my house. I swear that I was not anything. What is wrong with me? What? What is that? My phone's location just updated on the page. I thought the battery died. It's... Wait. This thing must be glitching or something. It says it's... Shit, it says that it's nowhere near here. Looks like it's... a few hundred miles away. How the hell could that happen? This says it's in Sanford. 45 Lakeview Road. Lakeview Road. That sounds so familiar. Why does that sound so familiar? I feel like I just heard that address somewhere. Yes, I found it. That's the previous owner's house.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.